You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
All right, another depressing day in the United States. Donald Trump, big win at the Supreme Court. We'll get to that. We'll talk to Jim Santel about that, a decision yesterday. And we talked to Jim in the afternoon, and this decision came down after that. So we'll be able to dig deeper into it, allowing the president to do almost any damn thing he wants at this point. He is a dictator, he's a king, and the Supreme Court has given him all those powers.
When have they refused to do anything that he said?
I don't think they have. I don't think they have. And this is their wet dream. And you wouldn't imagine that the Supreme Court would go along with something like this just because there's a list of conservative things that they've wanted to do the last 50 years. You wouldn't think that the Supreme Court, these justices who only look at the law and how it's written, would go along with a political agenda like this. But boy, have they. Wow.
Good morning.
It's almost breathtaking.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You done for a moment?
Yeah. Okay.
Just want to welcome everybody to the show.
I thought you were going to join in and start yelling, too.
You go right off the, you know, right off the deep end immediately.
I know. What is wrong
some
with
days,
me, right?
Yeah.
It's too much sugar.
I got to get going here a little bit.
I apologize.
You've had too much coffee already.
Well, I had French toast this morning, my famous French toast, okay. By the way. You're unfamiliar with my famous French toast, but what I do is I make normal French toast. But as I am frying the first side, I sprinkle cinnamon on the top.
Yeah.
And then when I flip it over, the cinnamon becomes grilled, fried. Nice patina on the French toast. And I had to slip it in. And it tastes great, but I think I use actual maple syrup, and I think that stuff jazzes me up just a little bit. But this isn't the first morning I've done this either. So who knows?
So what time do you wake up in the morning? Do you make this early in the morning at 4 a.m.?
Oh, no, it's frozen. Yeah, I make an entire loaf of French toast, and I freeze most of it. The kids eat half of it. I freeze half of it, and just pop it out, you know, put it in the microwave, and it's done.
That works.
Yeah. I got to say this. This is unbelievable. You know, yesterday we talked to Pete Schwabe.
Yeah, we did.
On the
Nightlight Show. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's a lot of fun to talk to, right?
Yes.
But here's the thing, and he has brought this up a whole bunch of different times.
Okay.
His movie, the movie that he made, The Godfather of Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
He brought it up again.
Yeah.
And I asked him, well, where can I see this?
Yeah.
And he said, you can see it on Prime.
Right.
And then he said, you could see it for free on Tubi.
Tubi.
And
I'm
halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
And I got to say, this is really a good movie.
Yeah.
He wrote it. He produced it. It's just, and I got to tell you, it's gorgeous. He's a star.
Yeah.
And it's just gorgeous. It's a great movie. And you know how a lot of these movies made in Wisconsin poke fun at Wisconsin, the Green Bay Packers and cheese. Yeah. They make fun of it, but they do it in a great way. I mean, it's very dry. Good sense of humor. The quality is just, you know, fantastic.
Big thumbs up.
It's a huge thumbs up so far halfway through the movie. I don't know how it ends, but.
Was it in focus?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Okay, good.
Wow.
I always like to check the focus.
I'm glad you asked.
I know after the movie, they interviewed some of the actors that were on the sh- on, on, on the movie, and they were saying how much, you know, they respected Pete as, you know, a director and everything like
that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
On YouTube somewhere. Just search up Godfather after show, you know, interviews.
Okay, well, it's interesting.
Yeah. Good to know.
So a big thumbs up for me halfway through, and I got to tell you, you know, if you want to see a fun movie that takes off and a lot of the crazy stuff we believe and do in Wisconsin, this is the one.
Godfather of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a comedian. I mean, it was like the story of his life, really.
Mm.
And then he's told that if he appears at this Green Bay comedy bar, that there's a guy there that will really, you know, make him a success,
make his
or ignore him. Okay. And he goes up to this bar, and it's just it's a disaster. But I mean, it really is. It's fun stuff.
Yeah, and, I'll have to check it out. I can't wait.
He did a great job on this.
All right. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Just some introductions here.
And Dom is the engineer.
yep.
Dominic Lee.
If you didn't mention me, Catherine would have, you know, he would have been.
I know. I'm trying to prevent her from texting us constantly. Uh-oh, there it is. A stream of comments.
Okay. It's cloudy out there this morning. It's humid. It's going to be very warm and humid all day. It's already close to 80 degrees.
Oh, you're a downer, aren't you?
Well,
geez, you start complaining about the weather.
We could be in for some showers and scattered thunderstorms at times today.
Yeah. It looks like we're going to get some rain.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Tim Slecker in a little while. Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Get the latest on whatever's going on in the world of education. And also Abby Abramovich. She's from Downdrins Distilling. And she'll give us an update there. We've got we've got something in the works with her, and we'll reveal a little bit of that a little bit later on. And Jim Santel will join us again. Seems like we just talked to him yesterday, but we're going to talk to him again today. Was when we were filling in for Maggie Dawn.
Yeah.
So,
Like I mentioned, you know, the whole thing here, the Supreme Court made the decision after we had talked to him.
Right.
And he was like our last guest. So.
I know.
Yeah.
Supreme Court's very busy.
They really are.
They just never take a break anymore. 13 minutes past the hour. Should we get into what the thing is?
Yeah, I
the
guess
thing
so.
That the thing
yeah.
is?
What
would you rather do?
What would you rather not do?
What would you rather do or not do?
Would you rather not
do?
Okay.
All
right, let's hear some reverb.
Go ahead.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Love to hear it. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
First question.
That was the first time you ever tried to use reverb, wasn't it?
That was, yep. And it'll probably be the last. I'm not using that again.
No, it's just great.
It's so unbelievable.
A couple days ago, I even added more, so I'm glad you guys heard that. All right.
It's okay.
First question. Would you rather be the ugliest person in the world or smell the ugliest? Or not smell, smell the worst. Sorry.
Smell
the worst, yes.
Would be the ugliest person or
they
smell the
not
worst?
Good choices. Okay.
I would rather be the ugliest. I wouldn't want to smell.
At
least I think
I think you're right on that one.
Yeah.
I'd go along with that one.
There's a positive side to that, of course, you know.
What's that?
There's somebody for everybody in this world.
Aww.
And no matter how bad you look, there's going to be somebody for you.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I'm with Ann today.
Oh, man. All right,
there you go. Right, see a little the face.
A little would you rather knowledge from John. Second.
You should have added reverb to that.
Some more reverb. All right, second question. Would you rather go a year with no hair or go a year with no fingernails at all? This one's harder. This one's definitely harder.
Yeah.
Definitely harder than the first one.
Well,
I'll go with no hair.
Go with hair.
Yeah.
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 Really?
You gotta have your fingernails. I play guitar, and I gotta have fingernails.
I guess
for
that's
that.
Yeah.
For support and for finger picking.
Look awful. You didn't have fingernails.
I don't care. But, you know.
So you know,
Really?
Yeah, no hair, but I have a weird shaped head, and I don't imagine that, you know. It looks smooth or anything. So it would be embarrassing. It would be awful. But
okay.
I'll go with that.
I would say I would say go no hair as well.
Yeah, some people can have, you know, a bald head and look great.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that can't do that, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, yeah, you're right. You are right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks for agreeing with me. You know, I would have gone off the deep end if you hadn't.
We didn't provide anything after.
Sparrows again. And they're like...
They want to get, yeah, there's something on the ledge or something over there that they want to get
Who's
to.
Who's feeding the birds on the outside of her second story window?
I don't know. Yeah, it is looking cloudy out there. Then looks it, like the rain
getting,
is.
We're going to get some storms.
Yeah.
Look, see, there's the radar.
Oh, wow.
I know you're a weatherman.
Well,
but,
a lot
know,
of that is.
We can check the radar now on our phones.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. You know, I'm in a very giving mood lately. I want to give stuff away.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I
like to, you know, I care about people around here at the Civic Media, and I you know, I try to help them out whenever I can.
You owe me a 20. Is there any chance you can pass that out too?
I shun you at every opportunity, but I'm in a giving mood today, John, because, I've got some Chula Vista Resort tickets to give away here.
Oh, yeah.
This is a one-night stay in a junior suite, includes a Chula Vista Resort water pass for four.
Yeah.
Also includes a dining voucher at Kilbourn City Grill and a zip line adventure at Chula Vista. Let's see. How could we give this away? How about if we just take the first phone call this morning, 608-879-8255.
Really?
And if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days... these tickets will be yours. A Chula Vista overnight stay. It's water passes for four and a stay overnight at the Junior Suite. And it's all at Chula Vista. So we'll take the first caller, 608-879-8255.
And by the way, if it's just you and you don't have anybody else to take with you, there's Gordy, John, and Don.
that doesn't
equals
work that
four.
Yeah.
So we could all go with you.
All right. Looks like we've got a caller right now.
All right.
See? All right. Let's go to the phones.
They hesitated until we offered our services, and then all of a sudden, boom.
All
Troy.
Right.
Troy from
Hey,
Mount
Troy.
Horror.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I won.
You won,
you're,
buddy.
You're a winner, man.
Yay.
Congratulations. You won a Chula Vista Resort overnight stay in Junior Suite. It includes water passes for four people and a dining voucher at Kilbourn City and a zip line. Congratulations, Troy.
Oh, wow. Thanks. All right.
All
have
right.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay.
All right. Now, hang on.
No,
don't
wait.
Go
wait.
Anywhere. We got to get some information from.
I'm not going anywhere.
All
no
right.
Way.
Dom will get the information.
You're not getting away from me that easy.
All right.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
We got to get your name and address and email and date of birth.
Troy
and
says
your, you know,
he's
going to
take
security.
Us with him now. So that's great.
What?
Troy doesn't know anybody else, so it is John, Gordy, and Dom.
There you go.
I don't
think
so.
Exactly. That'll be fun.
All right, Troy. Congratulations.
All right, Troy.
Stay on the line for a couple of minutes. We need to get some info from you. And
we'll
have another chance in our next hour.
Will we?
Yep. We're going to give away some more. All right. Let's see. Did I mention who's coming up? Oh, yeah. Jim Santel will be with us. Also, Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distilling.
Yeah, we got some important stuff to get to with Tim Slenker from Busted Pencils. We'll be talking again about AI. They're really on this thing.
Yeah.
And we'll also be talking about Christopher Rufo, who is known mostly... for CRT.
Okay.
Okay.
Critical race theory.
Yeah. And of course, he's broadened that to DEI and everything else. So we'll be getting into that, Manhattan Institute.
Yeah. And we'll talk to Tim Slecker in about 15 minutes right here on John and Gordy in the Morning for a Thursday. Stay with us, please.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah.
How we doing?
Italian shoes. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well in case that tower goes out again like yesterday. And you'll be able to hear the show and text us and voice note us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They can help you out if you're having hearing problems. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, mm-hmm. take an initial hearing test there, and then set up an appointment with Jim or Sarah. They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And you can call them, too, for an appointment, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. They help John out. They help me out. They can help you out, too. Yeah. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Okay?
All right. That sounds good.
All right.
All right. You know, the
okay.
The big plan now by the Trump administration.
Yeah?
Their big plan in order to deal with the Epstein fallout.
What is it today?
Is to go silent. So now they don't want to talk about it, you know. Maybe if they stop talking about it, everybody else will stop talking about it.
It'll just go away.
Yeah, they're going to refuse to say anything about the investigation now that they've been revealed that, you know, Trump is on the list a number of times. Pam Bondi said so. Of course, she acted like, oh, we don't even have a list anymore, you know.
Right.
You know, she has blown her credibility so many times, it is almost frightening. Mm. And yet she gets out there in front of the cameras. You know, the person that really bothers me is Tulsi Gabbard, okay?
Oh, yeah.
She is just, this is a showboat of showboats. She came out, had a press conference yesterday, was it, or the day before? She came out in a white outfit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And she has that dark hair, but
those
white streaks.
Yeah, that great. Yeah.
And that white outfit and the white streaks.
Yeah.
Wow. Just.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
Just stunning.
Really?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and people just, you know, were falling all over themselves trying to figure out what to say to her. She was so stunning. No, she's all presentation with no content whatsoever. I can't understand how, well, anyway, I guess I can't understand how anybody is in the administration personally. they're all completely unqualified, and yet they're out there, they're doing their thing.
Now, I understand that they've, there's also, the House is involved, and, you know, the Congress.
And, yeah.
The Republicans,
and they took a vacation.
But there's word out today that they have subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton. So we're really going back in time.
What?
It says Bill and Hillary Clinton subpoenaed, according to the New York Post.
I feel slighted. I mean,
House panel votes to subpoena Bill and Hillary over possible links to Ghislaine Maxwell.
If they're just asking
Maxwell,
anybody, I don't know why we're not on the list.
Yeah, I know. When are we going to get subpoenaed?
I know. We may not have anything to offer, but I think that's the point.
Exactly.
Let's just keep asking questions of people who don't know anything, and you know, if we drag it out long enough.
But really, Bill and Hillary.
I know.
Really reaching back.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, it just keep on flinging, and maybe something will stick. What gets me now is both that because of the Supreme Court, and that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are both, they can just claim, well, this was just under our official duties, so we're immune from anything. And
they can now.
Like
AMA.
Yeah. I mean, it is just
it's a
beyond me. You know what they think they're going to accomplish, because they're just serving Donald Trump, and they all hate, you know, that.
Yeah.
And what they're fortunate, you know, that if indeed, as I think I've said before, if indeed the Justice Department was indeed weaponized against Donald Trump, Donald Trump would not be a free man right now. They would just they would have just ignored the courts. His ass would be in jail, and they just don't seem to get it. I mean, Donald Trump is, you know, Mr. Claims offense against everybody, and that he still claims it. I mean, poor little Donald Trump. what the heck? He's turned the White House into a pale copy of Versailles with gold leaf everywhere.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, it really looks crappy.
It's gaudy. I think we used to use the word gaudy a lot.
All right.
We're going to have to start using it again.
Well, it just looks tacky.
Oh, tacky. Yes.
That too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even attractive except to, you know, that end. It's not supposed to look like, you know, Mar-a-Lago. It's not supposed to look like anything other than the White House. It's not supposed to look like a palace, for goodness sakes. The president is not a king. But apparently the anti-federalists were right, and this is what the presidency is going to be, you know, with a man, you know, like I've said before, you know, Federalist 67, Hamilton said, "Oh no, the president is not going to be an imperial president. He's not going to be sitting in his office surrounded by minions and mistresses and." Now have his murderous janissaries, and of course he does have his murderous janissaries now, which is ICE.
Yeah,
they might be going not all going killing people, you know, right and left. But I mean, there's certainly
that's next.
How many people have died in custody now?
Yeah, yes,
that's next. Right. So
you can meet like animals out of dishes with their hands, you know, zip tied behind their backs.
Yeah, you mentioned that you actually gave us a text on it where they're eating with their hands and. Mm.
Yeah,
well, it's just outrageous. At
their hands. I mean,
alligator Alcatraz, basically.
Yeah.
Auschwitz. I mean, it's nothing more than a concentration camp because it might be a little cleaner than those, but it's just because it's made out of metal rather than wood like the Nazis had.
Yeah.
Mark,
thank you for the call.
Concentration camp.
All right, we'll talk to you later, and we've got more coming up. We've got Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils next.
Yep. On John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
WMDX, John and Gordy. Another big, beautiful morning. The clouds, I think, are just kind of wrapping around Madison, not going through. Isn't that nice?
Is that what you think?
That's what I'm beginning to believe.
It is kind of cloudy over State Street. Yeah. We're a block off the Capitol here, and could be in for some scattered showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms along the way, and it's just warm and humid. It's going to stay that way all day long.
Right.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout that time. Superior products at unbeatable prices at Verlo Mattress. Two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
I had a dream about the adjustable beds. I did. I don't know what it
frames?
Was. I just remember waking up thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm dreaming about adjustable beds now. And I sleep on one. And I just, you know, I can't get enough of it.
Was it a good dream? Was it a
I don't know. I can't remember them.
Yeah.
My wife remembers every detail of every dream, and we relive it each and every morning.
Wow, lucky you.
I know. Let's go now to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils is with us each and every Thursday morning.
Talking about education.
And a lot of things are happening in education, and we're still debating the AI thing that is taking place and sweeping through education as we speak, and you guys are now finally, you know, kind of becoming a little more distrustful of the whole idea of AI. You know, you don't trust as much as you used to.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, for example, right now, you know, I'm pretty sure that this John that I'm talking to. is not really John because I mean the image of you shows you with a Barbie t-shirt and
that, well, he's a big fan.
I mean, that had to be an an AI creation. You would never wear a Barbie t-shirt.
That's true. I mean,
well, how do we know that you're not an AI, you know,
with pencils
illusion.
Through your
You've
head.
You've got pencils
there.
Through your skull.
I know.
It looks very bizarre, Tim.
I don't know
if it's the distrust. I think what we were trying to say is that, you know, this reality of acknowledging that, you know, what AI can produce mm-hmm. is can really deceive people, and that deception, you know, is turning. What I worry about is some people getting to the standpoint of saying, you know, well, I don't believe in anything anymore. I don't believe anything's true.
Right.
I don't, you know, I know for sure somebody's always lying to me. And, you know, living in a democracy where we're supposed to have some form of trust, and particularly in our institutions, which we already know trust in the institutions of this country are low right now. And so mm-hmm. AI, how that's contributing to that distrust, you know, we worry about it. And there was another piece just talking about also the kind of distrust students and teachers and faculty are having back and forth with each other.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
faculty and teachers, you know, aren't sure when kids are using it, and right. they're worried. Kids are concerned that teachers are accusing them of using it when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, I'm not distrustful of that. There was a point, though, and I don't know if you heard Johnny and I talking about this,
yeah.
in the article we were citing, I forget, there's actually quite a bit of research now starting to come down on this idea of trust, but there was a thing about saying, well, if you use AI, do people start to look at you as, well, you must not be that intelligent if you need AI to help you?
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting.
You know, and for me, mm-hmm. I was sitting there going, I'm like, okay, so I think that my use of AI is really contributing to me being more productive, making things more, you know, kind of just creative. I can get things done faster, and never popped into my mind that people might be looking at me going, well, you know, I mean, he uses AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
not, yeah. You know, I mean,
take an easy way out, Tim, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I was just like, wait, I thought people looked at me funny, you know, for all kinds
before,
of reasons. But... Yeah. But, you know, and,
well,
but you know,
you guys were talking about that, and it just seems like, you know, the AI thing could be a lazy way to do things. But I think Johnny brought up the fact that people may use it just for the more menial tasks, you know, the things that are just, you know, normal, everyday, task-worthy things that you have to do anyway. Mm-hmm. So it could do that, get that out of the way while you do the better research, the more in-depth personal research, right?
Yeah, I mean, think about this. I'm working on something right now that, you know, I need to put together a budget and a timeline for completing a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that now I use AI. I describe the project. I put it down, and I'm like, you know, here's the budget number we're shooting for. And I said, you know, give me a hypothetical budget and a hypothetical timeline. And, you know, it can do all that work really quickly, yeah. right? And I think that's a great thing, because now I can take that hypothetical and put it to the team that's looking at that
yeah.
very quickly, and we can make decisions where, you know, putting together a hypothetical before AI, you know, that in and of itself was a huge task, where now I can complete that very quickly and get it to a group of us so that we can look at it and make revisions. I think that's an incredibly powerful use of AI, because, you know, the fact that it can whip together a budget, and you look at the product and you go, okay, actually that's not bad, but I don't know, you know, I'm I guess I get the complex of going, okay, you know, so when I bring this hypothetical budget to the next meeting, people are going to look at me and go, you know, we yeah, know you used yeah. AI to put this together, Tim. You know,
Well, calm down. It's not so bad. I just thought of a perfect example. I was in production for a long period of time, audio production for, you know, some of the advertising agencies around town, and they would bring their scripts in.
Mm.
And then finally, looking at those scripts, talking to the talent, hearing how they say it, we make a lot of adjustments in order to make it better.
Some rewrites.
And the rewrites are where the magic really happens.
Right.
And I think what you're talking about is exactly the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what I'm bringing is I'm bringing a document with the intention for full revision.
Yes.
It just gives us that ability to start much quicker.
Yes, yes.
You know, and dig into the meat earlier. You know, and so anyway, here's the other part. It's not as I forget who quoted this, but it ain't gonna uninvent itself. And so we need to keep thinking about it, you know, and I don't know, unless they maybe start training the AIs on, you know, like some kind of self-destructive thoughts.
Well,
and I think
we have the media doing that for us. As I mentioned before we went on the air, there's a headline at NPR saying Trump's EPA now says greenhouse gases don't endanger people. So that has now entered AI, and AI is going to spring that out on us every once in a while.
Yeah.
So
I'm waiting for AI though to one time go, okay, like,
this is dumb.
Even,
I can't do it.
I'm sorry. I can hear the AI going, even I don't believe this crap.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, there, a lot of people are angry with Grok, you know, X's AI. And they're angry because Grok sounds too woke, too liberal, and they're getting angry. And, of course, you know, Musk keeps making adjustments to it, and it's now it's starting to sound like Musk saying, you know, Nazi this, Nazi that.
Yeah.
So, now I think that's not appeasing the mega cult out there. So, yeah.
Well.
That's what I worry about. When he started making adjustments to AI and it started sounding like him, that's when I became very skeptical of the whole idea of AI. And that's why I mentioned to you last week, I think we talked about it, and that is that we have to have some kind of guardrail, some official stamp of approval from the government, which is now you can't trust the government because it's under Trump, but some stamp of approval where they get accredited in a certain way for providing information through their AI, designed AI.
And that's kind of where we are, right? I mean, I think that leads into the other story we want to cover, which is, right, and at this moment, we have this sense from, you know, every special interest group, and I'm serious, I'm not going to give anyone more credit but if you don't give me what I believe to be true, I now look at you as a source of disinformation.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in the big, right? It's like, you know, I need my radio news. I need my information about this, because if I ever read something counter to what I believe, I know that it's not an opposing view that I should take seriously and look critically at. I know for sure that it's just you trying to control me. And that's where we say that's unhealthy. And whether AI contributes more to that because it can produce things that give people a sense of going, see, this is real here. And I know that there's a truth here and that you're trying to hide the truth, bury it from me. Mm. You know, and so this, everybody's now like, you know, we're on our individual teams, and within our individual teams, we don't have a central source of information that all the teams, no matter what side you're on, you can look at and go, oh. Instead, we've said, you know what, we're going to have our own news gathering and production, and, you know, because you can't trust those lefty, woke, Marxist liberals,
right.
because you know what they're up to. You know, they're out to conquer the world, and so we're going to create our own sources of information.
Now you're referencing the Manhattan Institute's.
Well, yeah, yeah. here it is.
Objective
again,
here
right?
with Christopher Rufo, who was a big supporter of, or anti-supporter of critical race theory. And then he said he was going to expand it into other areas because it was so successful, making people believe that critical race theory was actually taught in K through 12. So right. he thought, why not? You know, if people believe that, let's go with DEI. And now yeah. that's Manhattan Institute and Christopher Rufo are talking about, you know, clearing out colleges and making sure that, you know, like I think it was ending social and political activism on campus, which right. is scary as hell.
What? Well, now remember, I know we're coming up on a break here.
Yeah. But
depending, what do you mean stopping? It's yeah. making sure that incorrect, bad, liberal protesting and criticism stops. And the contract that the Manhattan has put on higher education is going to mandate that the things that they care about, though, that's going to be something that universities must do.
Okay. We'll continue this conversation in just a few moments with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Happening here at WMDX, John Gordy in the Morning.
Oh, we got the action.
We got the action.
Yeah. 6:52, cloudy, maybe some scattered showers or a thunderstorm along the way. Warm and humid all day long. And this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, and they will be helping you if you need some help with your hearing. They help people change their lives through not only giving them hearing aids and setting them up, but improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can call Madison Hearing Aid Center at 608-249-4077 or check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we mentioned earlier that the Manhattan Institute and Christopher Rufo are going after the colleges. I think they're really going after Harvard in this instance, but at the same time, they've asked for an end to social and political activism on campus. And I think they found the Achilles heel because Columbia University has reached a settlement with the Trump administration, and they're going to pay out $220 million. And the point of this is they're being accused of failing to adequately address anti-Semitic harassment on campus. And that is what they're going for. That's what they're talking about. And I guess, you know, this is where their focus is at this point. Protests on campus. You know, we've been doing this for at least the last 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm gonna try to do something here that Rufo and their people will never do, which is to say, okay, what is a university and a place like that and its commitment to free speech, right? Mm-hmm. Free speech, and so you say, well, a protest fits within a free speech, and so it should be allowed, and so they shouldn't be outlawing that. Now, mm-hmm. what you can't do on a college campus is that you can't make people have a fear that they are going to potentially be harmed, or you can't interfere with a group of people trying to conduct their business, right? And so some of what happened in some of these protests were, you know, we're talking about the protests were for protesting the Israeli war in Gaza. And so Jewish students felt harassed and sometimes even, you know, threatened to the point that they couldn't conduct their lives the way they're supposed to be on campus. Well, that did happen in some places, and that should be acknowledged as that is bad, inappropriate, illegal, threatening behavior. That's not free speech. That's not protesting. And so cover that, admit that, take care of it. But what's happened now, though, is that what Rufo and them have said is that so everything that happens on campus, see, that's the woke mind virus. That's the left liberalism. Mm-hmm. And we need to outlaw that.
Yeah.
And you're going like, wait a minute. No, the laws are already on the books that say you're not allowed to do the things that happened. And guess what? Enforce the laws. And this is where the conservatives always drive me crazy because they're like, you know, we don't need new laws for gun control. We just need to enforce the laws.
Right.
I'm like, okay, then we don't need new bans on campus protesting. We need to allow the protesting. And when there is bad behavior, illegal behavior, or things that go against what we have said, you know, how this happened, then you enforce that. You don't turn it into a national spectacle and then have essentially a university like Columbia stepping up and going, you know what, make it go away. Here's $220 million, which then creates an atmosphere on campus that starts to say like, okay, I don't think I'm going to ever step out and point out that something's bothering me. And you go, that's supposed to be the hallmark of higher education, left, right, middle. Yeah. You should have the ability to set up and go, hey, here's what I think.
Yeah.
Even if it's offensive,
yeah,
if you're not interfering with people and not destroying property, you can come on a college campus. You know, and it just reminds me, 1987, I forget the guy's name, but here he is on, you know, this podunk little college where I went, Edinburgh University, you know, and he's walking around campus yelling at all of us about, you know, we're going to HE double tooth picks because we were drinking and you know, exploring sexualities and things like that, and guess what, he was allowed to come on campus to do that.
Yeah.
And he should have been allowed, and we should allow that type of thing, but what the Manhattan Project and Rufo, they're using these times where things might not actually be happening according to the way they're supposed to, and then using that as leverage to come in from which was their original belief to begin with, which is we want to be in control. We want our view of the world enforced. Let's use this opportunity to say, see, we're going to outlaw this left-wing woke indoctrination, and we're going to install right-wing indoctrination, and we're going to do that under the guise of establishing objectivity and freedom, and nothing could be further from the truth.
It just seems like when they use that language, it's political, and it should be challenged in court somewhere because they're picking on an individual's political belief, and that's protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Mm-hmm.
We got to leave it there, guys.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us.
We almost solved that problem here. And thanks for cutting us off. We were on the verge of a solution.
Damn.
Oh, and when you find the real John who's not wearing a Barbie shirt, let me know.
All right, Tim, we'll do that. All right. Appreciate you being with us. Busted Pencils with new podcasts Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and they're on the weekends, too, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Dr. Tim. We'll return with more of John and Gordy after this. I've been waiting in school all day
long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.